Nuclear Science Week celebrates and promotes achievements in nuclear science. The event was launched by the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History in 2010 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Each year since, Nuclear Science Week has been held in a different city. This year, the city is Wilmington, North Carolina. The chair of the event is Derek Bass, a system engineer with GE Hitachi. The event coordinator is Melanie Roberts, who is a nuclear operations technician at Duke Energy. Derek and Melanie joined us to talk about Nuclear Science Week in Wilmington.
So we found out about Nuclear Science Week after a couple years after its inception, and we thought that Wilmington would be one of the best places to bring Nuclear Science Week to. The state has a bunch of nuclear companies within its borders, such as Duke Energy and GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, NC State, that do a lot of work in nuclear technology. And so because of that concentration of nuclear technology within North Carolina, we felt that this Wilmington is a great place for it to be.
There's been a shift in environmentalists' relationship with nuclear energy. Just in recent times, let's say 10 years, particularly as people become more aware of the problems involved in fossil fuel use. Is it on your radar how the public is feeling? Do you gauge that?
Yes, I follow it a lot because the reason that I went into the nuclear power industry is because I believed that we needed to fight climate change and we needed all the tools available. And nuclear was one of the best in the area of Texas where I was from. Is heavily oil industry. And I knew that I wanted to get away from fossil fuels into clean energy. And so I looked at everything. And ever since I learned about nuclear energy, I was like, this is one of the best solutions to climate change. And that essentially brought me to North Carolina to work at GE.
What should we expect if we go to the Nuclear Science Week?
There is a tour of the GE Hitachi nuclear fuel plant. The deadline for signing up is October 7th, so please sign up for that so you can see how they make nuclear fuel. Also on Thursday, there are some student workshops.
We're going to have 800 students come in one day from our four-county area, and we're going to do hands-on activities with them related to STEM careers just to get people excited about being in a STEM industry. We also have on Friday and Saturday, we have a technology expo going on with our partners from the area. They're going to have exciting booths set up, and the public can just float in and out of those at UNCW at the Watson School of Education. And then also on Friday, this is probably the highlight for the general public, would be the amazing panel sessions that we're going to have. We have four panel sessions. The topics are the many roles of nuclear science and technology, nuclear clean air energy, the atom in healthcare, and nuclear in our community. And the speakers we've gotten for those are definitely national level, amazing, dynamic speakers. So it's going to be worth anybody's time to come and learn more about clean, green nuclear. And the registrations for the Brunswick Nuclear Plant and GE Plant tours close soon, so you have to act quickly.
That was Derek Bass, event chair, and Melanie Roberts, event coordinator, talking about Nuclear Science Week, October 20th through 22nd. Find all the details at whqr.org.